Attention Patriot investors. Are you investing your retirement money in companies whose ethical behavior is not aligned with your conservative values? Constitution Wealth, the Patriot's choice in wealth management, is the answer. We can help you clarify what's important to you about the companies you invest in and create a custom portfolio that lines up with your personal convictions. Contact us at constitutionwealth.com/values and talk to one of our certified financial planner professionals. Be proud of what you own. That's constitutionwealth.com/values.
Once again, good evening, everyone. You're listening to Red Pill 78. As always, my name is Zach Payne, the Corruption Detector. I'm going to have a couple of different videos for you today. First of all, my interview with Maria Zach from Nations in Action. Do you guys remember the story of Italygate, which broke shortly after the election? That was the use of Leonardo, the defense contractor in Italy, which was used to hijack satellites and steal votes for Joe Biden. Well, Maria Zach is still out there trying to make the information public, and I got a chance to sit down and speak with her. She says some big things are coming up here in the month of September. So go ahead and take a listen, and then when we're done, I'll come back with a wrap-up. And then I am going to be having a standard Red Pill News episode for you guys later on today. We'll see you after the show. Collagen is taking the world by storm right now, and for a very good reason. It's the one supplement that's becoming widely known for its fountain of youth-like benefits. A consistent collagen routine has been shown to help reduce wrinkles and rejuvenate your skin. But there's a problem. Collagen supplements you get on the store shelves may be packaged with low-quality ingredients that often do more harm than good, which is why I love MultiCollagen. Users report a more youthful appearance, decreased wrinkles, thicker hair, healthier nails, and pain-free joints within days of taking this amazing product. I highly recommend Health with Red Pill, and you can try it today for 51% off by going to my special website, healthwithredpill.com. Once again, that's healthwithredpill.com, or you can always visit the link below. And remember, by supporting my sponsors, you directly support this channel.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Red Pill News. As always, I'm your host, Zach Payne, the Corruption Detector. And joining me today for the very first time, live from Bard's Fest 2021, is Maria Zach herself. Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Zach. I'm thrilled to be here.
Awesome. I have wanted to have you on the show for so long. And initially, when your story came out, it broke everywhere. Patriots across the country were so excited with the information you were bringing. And I reached out to you at that time, and I'm certain you were probably inundated with media requests, and you know, who was I? I had just gotten deleted from YouTube, so there was no way for me to validate my existence. But thank you so much for being here and agreeing to be on the show today.
Thrilled to be here. Sorry, I didn't catch the memo. Things blew up quite a bit, and my number one focus was to save the country and not worry about media interviews at the time. As much as we wanted truth and transparency for everyone, we also knew we would be giving the bad guys the information that I had, and so I had to be very selective.
I totally understand. It's exactly what it needed to be. And certainly, things always happen the way in which God plans them, and so our fortuitous meeting here this weekend. So, please, Maria, give us the rundown. Well, before we get into the situation with the information, tell us about yourself, tell us about your experience, and then lead us into how you came across this incredible information.
Sure. I've been involved in government affairs for 30 years. I had a top lobbying firm, globally elite-trained government affairs operative, the Philip Morris family of companies. You get the best training. They're an amazing company that prepared me and helped me learn how to use my skills, and God just kept putting me in the right place, right time. And 4 years ago, God said, you need to go start a nonprofit called Nations in Action. And my friend said, Nations? We're America. And I said, no, God says Nations. I said, I don't know why, but we're going to go do it. And lo and behold, this has now become an international effort. So it is nations that are binding together to bring truth, transparency, follow God, godly government.
And that's exactly the way it should be. You know, as they say, as goes America, so goes the world. We have to be the leadership for the entirety of the world, even if we're not a one-world government. Obviously, that's what some people want. That's not what we want. But the rest of the world is not going to be successful unless America is there to lead the pack.
Yes, and that's the beauty of what America is, and the gift God gave is the republic and the ability for every country to be independent. So you're 100% accurate. Love it.
Attention, Patriot investors. Are you getting help on investing, taxes, asset protection, estate planning, and charitable matters from an organization who doesn't share your conservative values? Why? Constitution Wealth, the Patriot's choice in wealth management, stands ready to help you make your important money decisions from a conservative perspective. Go to constitutionwealth.com/values and align your money with your values. That's constitutionwealth.com/values.
Excellent. So, November 3rd, 2020. That night, many of us stayed up almost all night. Some of us didn't go to sleep at all. I was doing a marathon stream, watching the results come in, and the mood was high. I was so excited. I was certain that President Trump, well, I still think he won, but I was certain that it was going to be shown publicly that he had won. And at a certain point, we realized that there were these massive ballot dumps taking place. There was a mood that came over almost the entire nation when we realized that they were going to actually steal the election. They had tried in 2016. President Trump was just so overwhelmingly popular. Now in 2020, it was clear that they had done something different. What was the content of the information regarding the theft of the election that you were given?
So we actually started off November 3rd and prior to the 3rd recognizing things were wrong, and our teams in different states throughout the country knew things were wrong and were alerting us. So November 4th, our team went into action. Many of the people have seen Sean Hannity's show with some of our people, where the affidavits on the ballots being reproduced. They knew that the machines were online. That was our team. And the people, the ballots that President Trump called Brad Raffensperger on, that said, hey, we know there are these 30 to 40,000 votes that were illegal in Georgia. It needs to be investigated in the leaked audio. He's now vindicated because Brad Raffensperger's office is now doing the investigation because Mark Davis supplied the information. So that's job number one. We did that press release back in like November 30th. So I'm proud of the work the Georgia team did. But it was November 19th that changed everything for Nations in Action. While the teams were working in the U.S., we were sought out to help with the information coming out of Italy. As every country has been enduring in America, Americans are awakening to the fact that the weaponization of their own governments, the infiltration by people in high-level positions, but there are still good people within the department. So it's hard to say the FBI is bad when maybe the head of the FBI is good, but the people directly under isn't, and then the people below them are great. So you
It's the same with anything. You know, I mean, people get so caught up and say, oh, you know, this nation is corrupt. These people are corrupt. This agency is corrupt. But it's not so simple. It's not just black and white. It's all shades of gray. There are good people in amongst, even in the intelligence community. I am the first person to criticize the CIA, the clowns in America, but I know just by the numbers there have to be some patriots in there who want to help out.
And that includes the Vatican.
Yes, even the Vatican. Yes.
Yes. And so what a
Cardinal Pagano, excellent example.
Yeah. Yes, Bishop. And so I think it's important for people to understand that the intel community, the good guys, are trying to seek out ways to get the information out. And that's what happened November 19th. I was given the information that Italy actually was very involved. So Italy was very aware that something was wrong. There were meetings happening with individuals leading up to the election, but they didn't really catch on what those meetings were about. But they suddenly, when November 3rd to the 4th, Arturo Dalia was working at Leonardo, the eighth largest defense contracting firm, 30% owned by the Italians, and he went home to his wife and he said, something's wrong. I don't understand why it worked. We just stole America's election and changed the results. And she said, what are you talking about? And he told her everything. Well, she immediately alerted her uncle, who's part of the intelligence services, a good guy. And he went and he met with Arturo. I'm sure the family dinners must have been something. And so he told him everything that happened. And he said there was a bald guy brought in, telemetry expert, that was brought in by the Americans, and another gentleman in there, three people in the satellite facility, and they used mil-spec software, and that they had such great difficulty in keeping up with changing the votes because Donald Trump far exceeded what they had anticipated. That is why you saw the data spikes. When Mike Lindell did his symposium, Draza got up there and said, we saw the spikes. That's all the proof and truth that we gave back in November and on December 31st or December 24th told President Trump how the election was stolen and that Arturo wanted to tell the world.
Absolutely. You know what's really great for me personally about this story? There was another whistleblower that came forward a couple of years back from Italy, and elements of the Italian Secret Services and Leonardo had worked to set him up, he and his sister, and I'm blanking on his name right now.
Ocivelli?
Yes.
I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
Ociono? We emailed stuff. I'm going to feel really stupid. Insert Ocionero. Yes, Ocionero. Yes. So it's at the time that his information came out, it was clear that there was this element within the Italian government, within the Italian private industry and the Italian intelligence community that had been working with Obama. They were trying to frame him initially for Hillary's emails. They planted Hillary's emails on his private server that he had here in America, and he was able to show that it was a frame. It was a setup job. And so then when it comes to 2020 and Leonardo and the Italian Secret Services are at it again, I mean, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh my God, they've probably been planning this for a very long time.
I may have a gift for him very soon about the truth about the emails on Hillary Clinton. So that's really exciting news coming. So September's going to be quite a powerful month for information. And we don't want to give away everything all at once. I think it's important for people to digest and understand the information that's coming in as it's coming. But the setups of Russia collusion were also out of the university there, Link University.
Yes.
And so Mifsud and Stephen Rowe, his attorney buddy, and the others, I started getting information. The first day's data, I have a whiteboard, and I just was writing all over it, all these names they were giving me, and this guy. And so Alexander Nix, and I'm like, oh, and I know Alexander Nix. Yeah. I've been in the room with Alexander Nix in Rebecca Mercer's office, so, and with Steve Bannon. So I'm like, whoa, I know way too much about this. But for some reason, Mifsud's name was on the list. And they said, Mifsud's in the UAE. Mm-hmm. So I pick up the phone and tell the White House, Mifsud's in the UAE if Durham wants him.
Nice.
So it was really kind of a cool moment.
That's great. And, you know, who else is involved with Link University and in Italy is Robert Mueller. There's connections between him and other people over there. And I can't even remember the specifics of it at this time, but this ties in with Ocionero. And it's such an incestuous relationship that our intelligence agencies have. And it merely, you have to ask the question, you know, even though there are some good people out there, I mean, where are they? Where are the people in these governments that are willing to step forward and say something? And obviously, we've got a couple of them, but there needs to be a lot more. Otherwise, I don't see the bigger picture of how this is going to be fixed.
So they're working hard.
Okay.
And we were given information that Joe Biden called to Matteo Renzi.
Yes.
And told him on behalf of Barack Obama to take Conte, the current prime minister, up through January out and put in a more pro-China prime minister. When we received that information, they got hard at work. So when you say you don't see their action, the fall of the Italian government is something we knew and they helped create.
Okay.
And they were able to put in a new prime minister, and it wasn't the pro-China guy that everyone else wanted on the dark side.
Okay.
So that was a huge victory, and then you saw other governments starting to collapse across Europe.
Yes.
Because there were so many bad guys in those areas. So the trickle-down effect of taking down a government was not something I expected. And people started saying, you just took down a whole bunch. And I said, that's God, that's not me. But these these people have been working real hard behind the scenes, and I think that's important for people to give them hope and know that there are a lot of really great guys, and these guys are doing everything to work with Prime Minister Draghi. Elizabeth Bologna has been put in charge of the intel services, so they moved the bad guy out.
Yeah.
So a lot of the bad guys are being moved out, a lot of death threats everywhere to these leaders that are trying to right the ship. Now, if you're the Prime Minister of Italy and you inherit this god-awful mess and you're trying to figure out what the truth is and was Leonardo used, you have to investigate. So they've had people investigating, talking to Arturo and other people who were involved. There have been arrests made, and Arturo was arrested under false pretense, but yet having him in jail actually has been to protect him.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people don't understand that, and you know, whether or not he'll stay true, you know, his life's in danger. He's miserable.
Sure.
He got a 4-year sentence. 2 years he'll be able to leave during the day but sleep at night is what I'm being told. And I'm getting all different types of information. So, and the situation's fluid, obviously. And Prime Minister Draghi has a decision to make. You know, he's like, we didn't do this. It's not Italy that did it. It's America that did it. It was your embassy. It was the second floor, Via Veneto, Stefano Serafini meeting with General Claudio Graziano and giving orders.
Yeah.
Leonardo was on the dole from the United States taxpayers. We, the taxpayers, funded Leonardo. And that's what everyone has to understand. They were getting $250 million every quarter in 2020. In 2020.
Wow.
So you basically paid for the theft of your election.
Yes, yes.
Scary.
It's disgusting is what it is. You know,
yeah.
They are raping and pillaging the American public so that we can pay for our own demise slowly over the course of time. You know, the one thing that I'm very happy about is that all of these things seem to be coming to a head. Are we going to see some resolution with this? I mean, you said the Prime Minister has a decision to make. I mean, at the very least, even if he and his current administration were not responsible for that, I would feel that in order to create some goodwill, maybe to help the situation in the world, I mean, let's bring that information out. Let's put it out in the sunlight. I mean, that's the best disinfectant.
It is, but you also have to understand right now the world is very unstable,
right.
And the retaliation is merciless. They killed 5 Italians. One of them was his best friend the day he was appointed to the cabinet, all in March.
Wow.
Like every 2 weeks to week, people were just dropping. Boom, suicided.
Yeah.
So things have been really, really tough. The death of the ambassador in Africa, the Italian ambassador, I am told that was a warning shot from China. A lot of people ask about China's role. Obviously, China was embedding in Italy,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, Italy is like the hot spot for COVID outside of China, and there were so many Chinese who lived there, like major Chinese diaspora. I was going to say, is that a part of it?
Absolutely a part. Patient Zero was in Milan, and so they are trying to get the port of Genoa. There's a major telecommunications cable underwater that's going into the port, so China wants to tap in and have full access to all communications.
Oh, wow.
So,
Spy Central.
It is. So a lot of great people are risking a lot to stop that from happening. So the pieces on the board, there are only more pieces as all this unfolds. So I would say some amazing things are going to happen in September, more on an issue. If you had interviewed me a month and a half ago,
yeah,
and you asked me on a scale of 1 to 10 how important is election theft, I would have had it at an 8.
Okay.
Today, it's at a 0.05.
Okay.
It is super important,
yeah,
but it's nothing compared to everything else that's going on in the world right now. Kabul ties in, Africa, there are pieces that are all coming together, and there's going to be a great crescendo, and I believe a lot of truth-telling in September.
Really? Okay, all right. So, good news can be expected in September. You know, you're not the only person that I've heard say that, but I feel like this is coming from a different angle. So, if we can have some major events taking place in September, I think people are going to be very happy. You know, there's a lot of people out there. We're just very tired, Maria. You know, the last 8, 9, 10 months, you know, it's been exhausting. And for those of us in the alternative media who just haven't stopped since President Trump came into office, you know, I'm ready to take a vacation. But I feel like I can't until I get some good news.
Well, I live on the beach. I have a swimming pool. I've swum once.
Yeah.
And I've walked on the beach 10 times since we've purchased. And I can tell you I want my life back.
Yeah.
I want my country back. And I want God back. back in charge. And so I have had 1 to 2 hours of sleep from November, from when the election happened to into January, past January 6th. And we're working, all of us are working so hard, and you've been doing a great job in informing everyone. And that's critical, because people need to keep hope, keep praying, and know that to keep the faith, because the news is going to change. A lot of people who are in the dark world did not sign up for the death of millions of people. So the turning point wasn't the election. Now you're seeing the shift of, we didn't sign up for mass genocide.
Right,
so
don't, because of the COVID vaccines?
Exactly. So they're saying, hold on a second. I don't want my kids getting it. I'm not subscribing to this. And there were master plans built out some time ago. Everyone's going to want to look at the Carlyle Group and a $60 billion contract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely, and stuff goes back to 2001. So my understanding is we're getting new information about that, and look forward to sharing.
Okay, awesome. Well, Maria, I hope that we can have you back once all this news breaks, maybe do a full two-hour stream with calls from the audience. Would that be okay?
I would love that, and I'm hoping to have a mass global press conference very soon in September, and you will be invited.
Awesome. Yes, I will totally be there. Okay,
I love it.
Awesome. Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Love it. Thanks. Keep going.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
All right, guys. I know that I am very, very excited to see what Maria is going to be breaking this month, September. We're almost halfway through the month right now, and nothing has happened yet. So I'm going to be keeping my eyes on the point and my ear to the ground, and hopefully we'll be getting some new information for you very shortly. Maria will be joining us again on the show for another full two-hour interview in the very near future, hopefully as soon as we get this new breaking news. But in the meantime, I think it's important to note that, as Maria said, there are people working behind the scenes diligently, still trying to get this information to come out, and so that we can get President Trump back into office. I hope that I will see you guys later on today for another episode of Red Pill News. Good luck, God bless, and we'll see you guys tonight. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Just wanted to say one more thing. If you're watching me on any of these various platforms where I'm posting this video, please do me a favor. Head on over to my website, redpill78news.com. That's where you can find all of my links to every single video. I also post all of my videos there in one central location. My live streams are also streamed live from there as well. You can also get to the audio podcast through that link on my website, which is also available at Podbean, Apple, Google, any other place where you can download audio podcasts. And of course, as always, if you appreciate what I do, please consider supporting the show, redpill78news.com/donate. Otherwise, if you're unable to, please consider sharing the show, giving it a like when you see a place where you can like it, and helping me get the word out. Send it to your friends and family. All right, guys, I really appreciate all the support from everyone out there in the audience. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next time.
Looking to align your money with your patriotic values? Go to constitutionwealth.com/values and get our free download, 8 critical questions you need answered to find a financial planner you can trust. That's constitutionwealth.com/values, the patriot's choice in wealth management.